Laura, my ass netball launch. Is it something you wanted to do for a while?
Yes, it is actually. I've been thinking about it for a while. I'm a bit of a control freak, if I'm completely honest with you. So I think doing something for myself is really important. The idea has been there for a few years and I've been working towards it for definitely over a year. So something that has definitely been there for a while.
It sounds like something that needs a heck of a lot of planning. Would that be true?
Yes, so many little things that are involved and so many little things that I still need to do. But Seven Stars last year gave me an amazing opportunity to work with those guys behind the scenes. And it was a real eye-opener to what's actually involved in things at that scale. And, you know, that gave me a real help in terms of understanding how to approach something like this. So, yeah, there's so many things that people would just have no idea about or even think about, which unfortunately I keep finding out nearly every day.
There was that experience with Stars. You've had lots of time at Thunder and obviously England as well. So it's important in a way to pass that on to the next generation.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, all three of those places, Thunder, Stars and England, have given me essential tools to help me work towards something like this, and also just filled my brain with an insane amount of netball knowledge. You know, it's literally live, breathe, eat and sleep netball for me all the time. So there's a lot of things going on in my head which I think would be good to share, and it would be good. I know there's a lot of netball knowledge going about the world already, but I would like to put that into something that could help other people that might need a hand.
You must have had little bits of advice over your playing career. Is there anything in particular that stands out, maybe?
I think the 100% the main thing for me is to make sure that you're enjoying everything that you're doing, because if you're enjoying it, then you're going to be able to push yourself to reach your full potential. But if you're not enjoying it as much, then you might be reluctant to push that extra mile and do that extra set or that extra rep or just watch that extra bit of video to understand the player. So, you know, you've got to go with whatever you enjoy in life and make sure that you pursue that more than anything else, because that's what will make you happy and you'll excel more in something that you enjoy than something that you don't.
The first set of camps have been announced.
Yeah, I've got two main events that have been announced at the minute. One of them are specialist sessions and one is a netball camp. So our specialist sessions actually go right across the northwest to start with. So we've got one in Carlisle, one in Preston, one in Liverpool and one in Salford. And they'll be running from the 26th to 29th of September. And the other thing is the netball camp, which will be in half term. So that'll be the 23rd to the 27th of October in Liverpool. Obviously, they'll be good for all people who love netball, but the specialist session will be slightly more advanced and more about refining your skills, whereas the camp will be more about fun and skill development and obviously lots and lots of match play, because we'll be there all day.
Have you got the exact idea of what activities are going to be taking place yet, or is that on your to-do list?
No, I'm ready to go. I've got, for the camps, like I said, it's going to be a lot of fun, a lot of games, competitions and just building your skills and obviously match play. Whereas with the specialist camps, the focus is nailing the basics. So, you know, I've actually seen a lot of things going over Twitter over the last few days about pre-season and getting the basics and working hard under pressure. And that'll be the kind of thing that people can expect from our first specialist camp, because I promise you now, any top netball player is going to tell you that nailing the basics is going to be essential to taking your game to the next level, really.
How about taking it out, maybe open it up to older age groups? You see how it goes?
Yeah. Obviously, it's just me going at the minute, so there is only so much I can do. But the vision is definitely to open it up across the country and put these kind of sessions on for everybody. And also to progress it a little bit and look at different areas where I can help older players and also not just players, but teachers and coaches help them develop their netball knowledge as well.